WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee. The entire event taking on new meaning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Thousands of GOP faithful have come here to approve a platform and to nominate Donald Trump as their standard bearer on the November presidential ballot. Against the backdrop of Saturday's incident in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sobering before, but I think it'll be very sobering now.
Adrienne King of Hawaii is one of more than 2,400 delegates to the Republican National Convention, which will be gaveled to order this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Michael Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, a registered Republican who did not have military experience, shot and killed after firing off several rounds at Trump, grazing him in the ear, wounding two others, and killing a father of two, Corey Comparator. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Thousands of people woke up to no electricity in their homes across the region on Sunday morning. Most of the outages were concentrated around the Wisconsin Dells area, Alliant Energy and MG&E customers both being affected. The Sauk County Board will vote this month on whether to sell the county-owned nursing home in Reedsburg, which has been downgraded to a four-star facility following a citation. The Sauk County Health Care Center received a citation in April related to a pressure injury to a current resident. The vote to sell the nursing home to an unidentified private buyer will take place on July 22nd in the boardroom at the Sauk County West Square building. Public comment sessions on the possible sale will take place at the county board's monthly meeting on Tuesday and at the special meeting on July 22nd before the board goes into a closed session to deliberate on the sale. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today. One or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. Other than that, partly cloudy, hot and humid. 87 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Monday's off to a great start. Lots of coffee, lots of donuts. I'm there with you. Here's Ready for the World.
They always say it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Sheila,
Soft option.
In a western town, a dead end.
The Pet Shop Boys, there is West End Girls, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:13 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning, Maddie. I'm sure you can appreciate this. I'm not exactly sure if when you've just had a weekend and you come back from the weekend and you're totally exhausted, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that happened.
I think it just means it was a really, really busy weekend would be my take. Now, I have to ask, how was opening weekend of Romeo and Juliet? Did things go relatively well and smoothly on the stage for you?
They did, surprisingly and shockingly, very well. Great audiences, especially Friday night's opening night performance and then yesterday's matinee performance. Spectacular audiences.
Awesome.
Who were really, really engaged and laughed at the right parts in the first half and then cried in the right parts in the second half of the show.
Which is hard with Shakespeare because sometimes it's hard to decipher what's going on. So that's an audience that had it together, let me tell you.
That's true, yeah. But, I mean, overall, it was just a really, really busy weekend. And, of course, we had some crazy things that happened in the news that we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in a minute, unfortunately. Yeah.
The teenager is back from the Midwest Artist Academy.
I was just going to ask, did he have a great time?
Yeah, he did. He really enjoyed himself, and he got creative, which was good.
Cool.
We were a little scared yesterday. Of course, any parent knows this whole thing, but we got a phone call early in the morning, and that's never a good sign,
right?
You know, when we, all right, and apparently his alarm did not go off in the morning to come from his room and go to breakfast, so immediately we were in hyper alert, like,
right,
you know, all right. But then we found out that that was the case, that he just slept past his alarm and just didn't make
it down.
Yeah,
sometimes, but, even as adults that happens.
It happens,
all been there.
Yeah, right. But no, he's great. He's back and he had a great time. And then our little Theo got sick over the weekend. Yeah, I don't know. Boy, this is kind of weird, but because we don't usually pay attention to these things, and now we'll be super sensitive to it. But
sure.
Apparently, he had some dry food that was well past its expiration date.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Like over a year over its expiration date. Yeah. So
that's not good.
Chris took the food back to the store and explained everything.
Sure.
And because I mean that is something that a store should be should really be on. I mean, you know, pending any lawsuits, you might want to keep an eye on that. But he seems like he's feeling better now.
Good.
But we were a little worried about him, too, over the weekend. But I know you also had a super busy weekend, so
we did.
Please tell us about that.
Well, we were out at the Sauk County Fair for a majority of the weekend, and we just want to thank everybody who stopped by, said hello, everybody who was listening. We were able to give away tickets to the Randy Houser concert that eventually had to be canceled because of Mother Nature. But it was just awesome to see so many people enjoy the fair atmosphere, see some really talented 4-H'ers, get to chat with them as well, and then, of course, have some delicious fair food. So thank you to everybody. And to Circus World, too. Can't forget them, because we were in the big red circus wagon right off of Midway. You couldn't really miss us. So thank you to everybody who stopped over. Dave Grant, Wendy Grant, Aaron Carreno. We all made an appearance out there. And even Corey Hart, the elusive Corey Hartman, had a few appearances out there as well. And then yesterday, I got to tell you, I am dragging today because my husband is in Milwaukee, because obviously the Republican National Convention gets underway today, and there's just been a few headlines with that. He needed some help getting all of the equipment over and the setup and all of that. So yesterday, bright and early, coming straight off of the Sauk County Fair, I was up at my normal time doing everything that I normally do around here in the morning with the dog and all of that, so that we could make our way to Milwaukee. Now, he wanted to be on the road by 8 a.m. Best laid plans, right? Because things kept deterring us. We had to go get equipment at the radio station in Baraboo, and then we got there and things kept deterring us again. So we didn't actually get on the road until about noon, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there. Made our way over to the Waukesha Studios, which is part of the Civic Network. Picked up a few more pieces there, actually ate some lunch because we realized in the midst of all of this, we were starving and we hadn't eaten yet. So we did that, and then we finally made our way over to the space where they're going to be broadcasting from for a majority of the week. Well, they're just kind of on the fringe of the perimeter that's been set up in downtown Milwaukee. So we got that all set up. But then I had to make my way back here. So leaving Milwaukee about 7:30, that's kind of late. So I did that, ended up being a lot later than I wanted simply because, well, did you see what the weather was like for a good portion of last evening?
Yeah.
I was driving right through the middle of it. I have never been on an interstate when it's actually flooded on the shoulders. It was actually flooded on some of the shoulders on parts of the interstate. So just took my time.
That's scary, isn't it?
It was a little scary. Stayed in the middle lane, kept my flashers on, just went where I was comfortable and hoped that everybody saw my flashers if they were choosing to go a little bit faster. But everybody kind of had the same idea. So everybody was being fairly well behaved on the roads. Let's say that last night. So finally made it home. Then Aspen. Oh, my sweet, sweet Aspen girl. Twice this weekend, she has pulled the, well, if I just don't potty thing, then mommy will keep walking me around. Did it to me Friday before I had to be out at the fairgrounds. Made me extremely late to be out there. Did it to me last night at 9:30 when I finally pulled in the driveway and just really wanted to eat something and go to bed. No. 45 minutes later, we finally decide that I can absolutely not keep the charade up anymore and I must finally potty. 10:15, I finally walked in the door last night.
Wow.
And then about 11 o'clock, I didn't even eat last night. I was like, you know what? Give me some water. I'm going to bed. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Finally got to bed about 11 o'clock. And then by about 3 a.m., I heard the little trash pandas out in my garbage cans just having a heyday out there. So that was neat. And then about a half hour later, I heard the sounds of whatever dwells in my attic up above
head.
So I've been up since like 3 a.m. So I don't know how punchy this show is going to get today. So everybody bear with me, all right?
This could be the day you start drinking coffee.
Oh, man. When my alarm went off this morning, I know exactly how Phoenix felt this weekend when he missed his alarm, because I looked at mine this morning and I was like, really? It's already going off, huh? Well, here we are, another day. Now, the best part is the kid says to me last night when I get home in the middle of all of this, because Aspen refuses to potty for anybody but me. Most of the time, she'll go for Corey the very last time in the evening right before bed. But see, she's figured out that if, you know, she sniffs and tries to potty, then we're going to keep walking around because, well, she won't pee for anybody else but me. So Dexter tried 2 or 3 times to get her to go outside yesterday. Absolutely refused. In fact, she'd sit down on the ground and then just look at him like, okay, what would you like me to do now? So I was like, you know what, dude? I said, I know she needs to go, but I said, just leave her until I get home and I will handle it. He tried. He legitimately tried. He's like, Mom, I've been nice to her. He's like, I've given her treats. I'm walking with her. He's like, it's hot out here. There's bugs out here. Not his forte. He's like, she won't do anything.
Yeah.
So that's at that point where you're like, you know what? There's no use everybody beating their head against a brick wall. I'll handle it when I get home. Turns out I was also the one beating my head against a brick wall because there were sniffs. It was late.
Uh-huh.
It was dark. There were froggies. There were moths. There were lightning bugs. There were bunnies. We were going to chase them all. And then she would squat and then she'd stand up. Then she'd squat. Then she'd stand up. And then we would continue to sniff.
Been there, done that. And here's
eventually
your son just trying to do you a solid. And
right?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, trying to help out his dad because he knew I had to go help his dad. Oh, anyway, it all worked out. 3-4 hours of sleep. Oh, it's a month. Monday. Who really cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Point?
Yeah.
Again, if it gets a little punchy, forgive me. I promise I'll be on better behavior tomorrow.
Right.
Now, we talked about the fact that there was a little bit of, there was just a few big things happening over the weekend. Obviously, unless you live under a rock, you've heard by now that somebody tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's part of the greater Pittsburgh area. Now, there's a whole lot of fake information out there false information. There is a lot of things that have been misconstrued. So here's the actual facts of what we know right now. These are from reputable news sources, all right? Trump is fine after a bullet pierced the top of his right ear, but one man was killed and two others were critically wounded. In a post on Truth Social, Trump went on to say that he knew immediately that something was wrong, and that he heard this whizzing sound. He immediately felt the bullet rip through the skin. He says a lot of bleeding took place. I think there's going to be an iconic image of him coming up from with his Secret Service from the podium that we're going to see for a very long time. He also did an interview last night after he played golf, which means he's probably in pretty good spirits if he's out on the golf course. He says that he has rewritten the speech that he's going to give this week at the Republican National Convention because he considers this, quote, a chance to bring the whole country, even the whole world, together. Melania Trump, who we haven't heard from or seen a lot lately, she also tweeted over the weekend, when I watched the violent bullet strike my husband Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change. She also called Donald the generous and generous and caring man who I have been through the best of times and the worst of times. Now, as for the shooter, here's what we know. His name was Thomas Crooks, Thomas Matthew Crooks, I should say. He was 20 years old, and he was from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, which is an hour south of Butler. He was killed by a Secret Service sniper, and obviously, again, unless you've been living under a rock, you've seen all these infamous photos at this point. Crooks was working as a dietary aide at a nursing home. He was also a member of a local gun club. At the time of the shooting, he was wearing a t-shirt from a gun-related YouTube channel called Demolition Ranch. He was a registered Republican. He had previously given a $15 donation to a left-leaning organization. Authorities have raided his home. There is no word yet on the motive for the shooting. So now the big question is, especially after a BBC interview took place this weekend, how did he do this? Well, he was able to climb to the roof of a building about 164 yards from where Trump was speaking with an AR-15 rifle. Seems a little crazy that law enforcement didn't really notice him. They didn't really have that area secured, it seems like. In fact, that was the BBC interview, if you've seen it. Bystanders were trying to point out this individual climbing on top of the roof of this building. Now, the same guy who was interviewed by the BBC said that he and other spectators saw him climbing the building with the rifle. They alerted police, but he was still able to fire off several rounds. The sheriff of Butler County says that one local police officer was hoisted on the shoulders of another to look onto the roof. He dropped back down, though, after Crooks pointed the rifle at him, and then that's when he started shooting. So the gun was registered to Crooks' father, and police found explosives in his car and his home. That is what we actually know at this point. Those are the facts. Obviously, there is a longstanding investigation into this. President Biden spoke last night addressing the nation once again, saying that he is going to call for a special investigation into this assassination attempt. So that's where we stand, I guess, as of this morning. And you can imagine the police presence yesterday in Milwaukee was absolute insanity, as it would be for any national convention anyway. But after the events of Saturday night, it felt like there was just a little bit more precipice happening and just a little bit more alertness to everything. And there was some talk and, again, speculation. I don't know where it's going to all land, that they were maybe going to extend that perimeter that they had set up. But again, that is all speculative at this point. No official word on if any of that has taken place, happened. But it seems like the security plan was ever changing as far as notes that were coming in to my husband as the tech director for Civic Media. So obviously he's privy to the changing information, but it seemed like the security plan was tightening up quite a bit as the day progressed yesterday. But that's officially what we know as of right now. Scary situation, though. Obviously, no matter where you lean on the political spectrum, there's no room for this in any way, shape, or form in this country. Whether it's in politics, whether it's in our schools, just people trying to attend churches, going out, there is no room for this type of violence in this country. And obviously, a lot of people across both sides of the aisle came out condemning this particular act over the weekend. So it was good to see somebody unite on something, maybe even just for just a small moment in time, because, well, this is all gotten kind of out of hand very, very quickly. unfortunately.
And it's these kind of horrific events that should actually bring the nation together, yeah. not pull them apart and right? divide them even more.
Yes. And speaking of which, right after this happened, there was a poll done, and it literally asked Americans, how united or divided is the country right now? 57% of people said very divided. Another 23% said somewhat divided. 9% said somewhat united. And 4% said very united. And so I guess everybody's going to believe what they want to believe at this point. My personal opinion on the whole thing is that we are not a united nation, United States right now. I feel like we are a very divided country. Everything is very polarizing. It's hard to have civil conversations with people on a lot of different topics right now. And these are things that need to change. I mean, let's face it. We all get up every single morning, right? Except for maybe a small percentage of us who don't have to ever worry about the mundane things of life, right? But the majority of us get up every single day. We worry about getting to work. We worry about getting our kids where they need to be, how we're going to afford this unexpected bill, how we're going to do this event, you know, what's going to happen. If grocery prices go up any higher, these are all things that we worry about, you know, keeping roofs over our heads and all of that. And I feel like these are the things that we should be united on, because we have more things in common than we actually think. Maybe it takes another weird, tragic type event to actually, you know, make people understand that. I'm not sure, but it was a crazy weekend.
It really was. And I agree with you, but and I don't want to come across too kumbaya, but right. will it change? Will it get better? I don't mean the past couple of election years have been really bad, which then, I mean, Thanksgiving dinners with the family have been horrible.
Well, that's just it. You have family and friends who don't even speak anymore because of how polarizing everything is right now. And that's a sad state of affairs. You know, that's a sad state of affairs. And I don't know. You're right. I don't know if it will ever change. But maybe if it takes some event like this to maybe change things, maybe take the rhetoric down a little bit, perhaps, maybe. I guess that's still to be seen, because we're only a few days out and still gathering information about the whole thing. But
and it's really sad when you become a cynic about these types of things, because you want to be an idealist and you want to say, no, we can all get along. We don't have to have these kind of moments of violence. We can put aside our differences and be stronger, you know, stronger as a unit. But
we live in a country where we're free to believe basically whatever we want to believe. And there was innocent people killed and critically injured because of their beliefs on Saturday. And that's not something that should happen in this country. It's just not. This is not this type of country that our founding fathers set out to have. This is not the type of country I personally want to live in. Obviously, I will, because this is where we're at, and you keep fighting for things that are important, I think. And so, you know, being able to take down the rhetoric and come to some sort of common agreement with people, I think, is one of those important things that I feel like we could all work on, right? None of us are innocent of it. I feel like we could all do better in a lot of aspects. But
agreed.
Here we are talking about more weirdness in the country. Now, speaking of weirdness, and I know we've got to wrap up this break, there was a lot that went on this weekend, and we're going to quickly talk about this as well, because apparently celebrity deaths do come in threes. There's an old wives' tale that says that. Mm-hmm. Well, this week we had just that. Sex expert Dr. Ruth Westenheimer, there we go, died on Friday at 96 years old. Now, before her time as a media icon, I don't know if you knew this, but she was actually a sniper for the Israeli military. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Is that not crazy? Dr. Ruth was really cool anyway, but because just of the subject matter she talked about, her personality, how she handled situations. But then you find out in her younger days, before she studied psychology, she was actually an Israeli sniper. I mean, come on now, the things that you find out. Richard Simmons also passed away this weekend. Of course, fitness guru. Yeah, it was just a day after his 76th birthday. Now, there's no word on the cause of death. If you remember that whole kerfuffle way back in March, though, he made a social media post where it basically sounded like he was dying, and then he had to go back to social media and be like, no, I'm okay. But then we find out one day after his 76th birthday, he did in fact pass away. So I guess bring out the sweat into the oldie tapes so that you can relive.
So.
Yeah. Those were actually really good exercises. And who didn't love Richard Simmons? He was one of those guys that just, even though he got a little annoying, I get it, right? He still was one of those guys who could find positivity in absolutely anything. And you got to appreciate that about somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then yesterday we found out that Shannon Doherty actually lost her battle with cancer. She was 53 years old. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015. And then last year she announced that it had spread to her brain. So there was a lot going on this weekend.
There certainly was.
There
we
was
had a lot
happening
in our own personal lives going on, and then all of this outside stuff going on. It was a wild weekend.
It really, really was one of those weekends where every time you turned around, it felt like you were being bombarded by something else. At any rate, we here this morning on Max FM, Finn, are going to give us something more positive to think about besides assassination attempts and celebrity deaths.
Good.
Because, woo, what a way to start a Monday.
Later
this hour, we're going to be giving away some Monster Truck Nitro Tour tickets. This is going to be at the Dells Raceway Park this coming Saturday, I guess I should say, with two shows, and we're going to have family four packs for the 7:30 show on Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park. So later this hour, be listening for your chance to text in and win, all right? Because we're going to give away, we have three family four packs that we're going to give away, and I want to give them away kind of in blitz style because we got to get these things out and in mail so everybody has their tickets for Saturday. So we're going to do that later this hour. Now, taking a look at the forecast right now, some scattered thunderstorms possible today. A couple of those could be on the strong to severe side. Well, what else is new? Thank you, Mother Nature. It could include some hail and some wind. Those will be the main threats. Otherwise, partly cloudy. It's just going to be hot and humid today. You already feel it when you step outside.
Yeah.
87 for a high today. Tonight down to 65. Sunny and 81 tomorrow. Right now, it's 68.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection? You're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum music, Max FM.
We'll be right back. way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Dire Straits, There Is Money for Nothing. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:40 right now. I am fashionably late this morning because there was just so much going on this weekend. We had to take a few minutes to try to cover as much of it as we absolutely could. We're going to keep things a little lighter, though, this morning now. It was a heavy weekend, wasn't it? Being bombarded from all different sides with all sorts of headlines coming at us. At any rate, if you're looking for some fun stuff to do this weekend in this week in Baraboo, because here we are just getting started with another week and I'm already on to the weekend, right? There are a few fun things. We've got music at Devil's Lake State Park tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 at the North Shore picnic area. Gin Mill Hollow is going to be performing. Now, remember, that's a free show, but you do need to make sure you have your park sticker. And if you want more great music this week in Baraboo, Thursday's edition of Concerts on the Square, 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn, is going to feature the Campus Community Concert Band, lawn chair blankets, and a whole lot of bug spray, and have a great time enjoying some really great music outdoors. Now, you couple that in with Farmers Market both Wednesday and Saturday, and you got yourself a full little week of fun stuff to do right here in Baraboo. Remember, baraboo.com to take a look at the full calendar of events and to see what else is going on. And remember, yet this hour, you're going to have a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Monster Truck Nitro Tour this Saturday at Dells Raceway Park. Those tickets start at $32.50. This is for the 7:30 show, and we are going to give you a family four-pack yet this hour. So be listening for your chance to text in and win. And remember, that number is 355-9970. Have it programmed into your phone so it's so much easier to text in when we ask you to. Birthdays and anniversaries also coming up yet this hour. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, again, you can text us. Same number, 355-9970. We also have a look at sports And Sean Cable's going to tell us more about this very hot and humid forecast and our chance of thunderstorms next on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an online-only auction ending for the Helen Moyer Estate in Baraboo at 10 a.m. Features a household items as well as antique and collectibles. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. we have an auction open house for the Al Nichols Estate. It ends tomorrow at 10 a.m. Features classic Mack semis and others from the 50s and 60s, as well as full line of farm machinery. Check our website for more details on that auction. And then this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., we have a real estate auction open house for 13.7 acres of vacant land in the town of Washington of Sauk County. It's located just south of Lime Ridge. More details on that at our website as well. On Wednesday, we have a online-only real estate auction, 98 acres, located just north of Reedsburg. Excellent hunting property. Give us a call if you'd like more information on this property. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The crew heads to the break on a high note. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. After a demoralizing collapse on Saturday, the Brewers needed a lift.
And that ball is smashed into right center field. It is off the top of the wall. No, it's gone. Garrett Mitchell sends it out of here. Wow. Out of here in a flash. Mitchell showing big power right there.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call. William Contreras and Willie Adames also both went deep. The Brewers cruised to a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals on Sunday. The crew now off on their All-Star break along with the rest of baseball except for William Contreras and Christian Yelich. They'll both start for the National League in tomorrow night's All-Star game. The Dallas Keuchel experiment is over for now. The 2015 Cy Young Award winner is DFA'd in Milwaukee. He posted a 5.4 ERA and a whip of 1.86. Rookie reliever Joel Kuehnel takes his spot on the roster. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today. One or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. Other than that, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 87 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
7:45 right now, warming up nicely this morning, working our way to that high of 87, and boy, oh boy, can you feel every drop of that humidity. You know, it feels like a sauna, and you just step outside for 5 seconds, you're damp all of a sudden. Yeah, I hate that part of summer. I'm not loving the last couple of days. Hopefully it gets better, though, this week. Pete Townsend now on Max FM.
My love.
That's my love. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:48 right now. And Finn, we have some celebrating to do with our birthday list. And we've got a good crop of celebrities on here today. There's some big names. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. Before we do, though, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Starting out here at the top of our celebrity list with Tristan Wild. He played Dixon Wilson on 90210. Obviously, that was the remake. He was also the deputy who shot the kid in Shots Fired. He is celebrating his 35th birthday today. Yahwa Abdul-Mateen II, who played Black Manta in the Aquaman movies. He's the new Morpheus in the Matrix Resurrections, Dr. Manhattan on HBO's Watchmen series, and the star of the recent Candyman remake. He is celebrating his 38th birthday.
Look at you. You did well with that name. And it's,
thank you.
And you're tired, and it's Monday, and you pulled that one off. Look at you. Kudos.
That's about the only thing that's pulled off well. Corey just texted me a few minutes ago. He's got the station on while they're setting things up in Milwaukee, and he's like, wow, you sound tired. I was like, well, that would be because I packed you. I loaded cars. I unpacked cars. Like, I did all, I like packed a suitcase, had the dog for a walk, and had her brushed and fed and everything yesterday morning by like 7:30. I'm not even joking if that tells you what time I got up on a Sunday after the fair.
Oh,
now, come
man,
on. Yeah. Even that, yeah. Like, even just knowing it's after the fair at least deserves me something.
Yeah.
Like, I deserve something out of that, right?
You're allowed to be a little tired.
Exactly. Just a little. Just a little. I'm trying to pull it together really well here, though, today. Taylor Kinney, who plays Lieutenant Severide on one of my favorite shows, Chicago Fire. He is 43 years old. Travis Fimmel, who is Ragnar Lothbrok on Vikings. He's also the human hero of the Warcraft movie. He is 45 years old today. Lana Parrilla is celebrating a birthday. She's played Regina on Once Upon a Time. She is 47 years old. Diane Kruger is also celebrating a birthday. She was Abigail Chase in those National Treasure movies. She is 48 years old. Also 48 years old today is Gabriel Iglesias. He calls himself the Fluffy Comedian. He stars on the Netflix series Mr. Iglesias, and he was also the club DJ Tobias in Magic Mike, if you've ever seen those movies. Brian Austin Green, before he was married to Megan Fox and had a couple of kids with her, he was actually David Silver on the original Beverly Hills 90210. We talked about Shannon Doherty passing away over the weekend. Of course, they were co-stars for a really long time. He also played Derek Reese in the Sarah Connor, Connor Chronicles. He is 51 years old. Scott Foley is celebrating a birthday today as well. He was Jake Ballard on Scandal. You know him as Noel on Felicity. He was Bob Brown on The Unit and Henry on Grey's Anatomy. And I just watched a movie series with him in it. It was based off of a book about a couple election cycles ago. And he was actually the devious politician in that one. He was actually very good in that role. He's 52 years old today. Can't remember for the life of me on 3 hours of sleep of what it was called. But if I ever figure it out, I will let you know. Eddie Griffin from Undercover Brother is 56 years old. Adam Savage from Mythbusters is celebrating his 57th birthday. Jason Bonham, son of Led Zeppelin's drummer John Bonham, is 58 years old today. Now, John actually passed away away at the age of, actually passed away in 1980. Jason will actually take his dad's place on drums, though, when the surviving members of Led Zeppelin get together to perform, which is pretty darn cool.
Pretty solid drummer on his own.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally agree. He's a good one. And I don't know, because Led Zeppelin obviously doesn't do as much anymore, I don't know if Jason gets as much credit for his drumming skills as he should, but he's pretty talented.
Yeah.
Brigitte Nielsen, who was in Red Sonja. She was also Ivan Drago's wife in Rocky. She was Flavor Flav's woman on The Surreal Life, and then its spinoff Strange Love, which was very appropriately named. She is celebrating her 61st birthday today. Forrest Whitaker is also celebrating a birthday. He played T'Challa's advisor Zuri in Black Panther. He's also the rebel leader in Rogue One. He is 63 years old. Willie Ames, who was on Charles in Charge, he played Buddy, Charles's best friend, and then he was on Eight is Enough. He is 64 years old this weekend. We also have a guitar god, and I know I'm going to screw up this name because I always do. Joe Satriani. Okay, I always screw it up. There's like an extra I in there, and it messes me up every time. Obviously, pretty darn good at playing the guitar. Sometimes he's in Chickenfoot with Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, and Chad Smith. He's also taught Metallica's Kirk Hammett how to play, which is actually a true story, by the way. He is 68 years old today. Marky Ramone from the Ramones. He's the drummer of the group. He's either 68 or 72. Nobody's really quite sure. He replaced the original drummer, Tommy Ramone, though, in 1978. All four original Ramones are dead. Marky was in the band a little longer than Tommy. Marky now has a band called Blitzkrieg, if you're so interested in checking him out. Terry O'Quinn, who played John Locke on Lost, is celebrating a birthday today. He is 72 years old. I know Lost, one of your favorite shows, so I'm sure you remember his character fondly, not fondly. I don't know what his character was.
John Locke. I would say probably my favorite character on the show. Cool. And Terry O'Quinn's such a great actor.
Right? Yeah absolutely. Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor. That was an experiment that didn't go great for the state, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe a prototype for Governor Schwarzenegger eventually in California, and maybe even former President Trump. Jesse Ventura celebrating his 73rd birthday today. Arianna Huffington, she is a liberal behind the Huffington Post. I think she sold that a few years ago. At any rate, she is celebrating her 74th birthday. Oh, this is a good one. Linda Ronstadt is on the list to wrap things up. Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She does have Parkinson's, which is why you don't hear a lot from Linda Ronstadt anymore. Mm. In addition to her own stellar career, she's responsible for the formation of the Eagles. Now, this is, one of those like Trivial Pursuit type moments. Right. Original Eagles, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Randy Meisner, and Bernie Leadon were all members of her backing band. They met, and then they went on to form their own group, who became obviously super, super popular enough to have a show in the Sphere right now in Las Vegas, or at least an upcoming show in the Sphere. So there you go. Linda Ronstadt, 78 years old today. Yeah, we'll pull out some Linda Ronstadt here this morning, too. I know we've got something, or I'll find something, but you gotta play some Linda Ronstadt when you get the opportunity. Now, we do have a couple of local birthdays as well. Mike Pollan is celebrating a birthday today. Mike is one fantastic guy. So very, very happy birthday to him. And then this is a belated birthday, but equally as important, our awesome salesperson, Rhonda Seebecker, celebrated a birthday yesterday. So we want to wish Rhonda a very, very happy birthday. And not only is she like salesperson extraordinaire for Max FM, but she's just an all-around really awesome human being. So happy, happy birthday, Rhonda. I know you did a little celebrating with the girls this weekend. Saw a few of those photos on social media. It looks like they had a really good time, which totally, totally deserves. So happy belated birthday. Now, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. And you're going to want to have this number handy here in just a second. 355-9970. All right, Finn, we've been keeping people waiting long enough, because these were a hot commodity out at the Sauk County Fair this weekend. We've got tickets for the Monster Truck Nitro Tour this Saturday at the Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Wisconsin Dells. They're going to have two huge shows, but right now we have a family four-pack of tickets for the 7:30 rally. So if you'd like to be at Dells Raceway Park, we're giving away 3 4-packs of tickets right now. We're just going to do a blitz on it. We're going to make
Let's
it super
it.
Easy.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to the Monster Truck Rally on Saturday in Wisconsin Dells, all you have to do right now is text us 355-9970. See, I told you to keep that number handy. Tell us you want to go, and we're going to pick some people at random to go enjoy the monster trucks on Saturday night in Wisconsin Dells. Again, 355-9970. You got to text now so that we can get you set up with your family 4-pack of tickets. Remember, these tickets start at $32.50, and we're handing you a family 4-pack this morning. So this is a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, no matter what your age is, seeing monster trucks is always kind of cool.
Come on. That's a show.
Right? It's always kind of cool, and it's always like a really great photo op. So text right now if you want to go see the monster trucks, 355-9970. Taking a look at your forecast. Where's my piece of paper with it written down? There we go. I found it. Scattered thunderstorms possible today. A couple of those could be on the strong to severe side. We're talking hail and wind as the biggest threats today. Keeping an eye on things for sure. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 87 for a high, 65 tonight, then sunny and 81 tomorrow. Right now, it is 70. And again, if you want to see monster trucks this Saturday at the Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, you got to text us right now for one of those family 4-packs, 355-9970. We are giving away 3 of them this morning so that everybody can go see some monster trucks. Again, 355-9970. Time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab 2 large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, July 20th, the American Legion will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. The tasty way to help, you'll find them again at the corner in the Viking BP parking lot in Reedsburg. This will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. More details can be found on Facebook. Search Post 350 Reedsburg. On Friday the 19th, celebrate Christmas in July from the Reedsburg Community Lights Group. They'll be hosting a Christmas movie in City Park. From 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., it's the Polar Express. Come enjoy the